And our colleague Michelle Norris is in Columbia, South Carolina. And Michelle, I believe, as I see on the televisions here in the studio, that John Edwards is making his way to make his victory speech there. What's going on?
He has just entered the building to the sounds of John Cougar Mellencamp singing He's a Boy from a Small Town. He just took the stage. He's flashing thumbs up. You can hear the crowd behind him. He's making his way to the microphones. Melissa, you've got a room full of very happy people here tonight.
This seems to have been a resounding victory for him in his native state.
And an important, when we're talking to supporters here, this seems to be all the more sweet for them in a year where some Democrats have talked openly of a strategy in which they'd focus on the northern states and perhaps try to get to the White House by skipping the South altogether. Here's a candidate who says he's one of them. When he leaves the state tomorrow, he says he's not going to forget them because he hails from the South and he says he understands their issues. He's just joined on stage now by his wife, Elizabeth, and his daughter.
Can you tell among the other folks on stage who's there behind him?
His law partner is there. He's surrounded by his parents and family members. And Melissa, I tell you, over the weekend, it seems like every extended member of the Edwards family, both from South Carolina and North Carolina, was here in the state trying to shake up support, shake hands, and shake up votes for him.
We should say that as Senator Edwards is about to celebrate his triumph in South Carolina, polls have closed elsewhere around the country, in Missouri and Delaware. Network exit polls give victories there to John Kerry. But for now, back to Senator Edwards, the winner in South Carolina. Sounds like Senator Edwards is off mic right now.
We're hearing a lot of crowd and not very much of Senator Edwards at this moment.
And tonight, all of you said that protecting America means protecting American jobs, that building one America means providing opportunity to all our children, no matter where they live, no matter who their family is, no matter what the color of their skin. Tonight, you said that the politics of lifting people up beats the politics of tearing people down.
Is a common refrain in the John Edwards stump speech, the politics of hope.
And today, we said clearly to the American people that in our country, our America, everything is possible. Now, I want to take just a moment on this night of extraordinary celebration of a great political victory to talk just for a moment about the millions of Americans who will not go home, go to bed, and celebrate tonight. The millions of Americans who struggle every single day just to provide for their own families. Tonight, somewhere in America, a 10-year-old little girl will go to bed hungry, hoping and praying that tomorrow will not be as cold as today because she doesn't have the coat to keep her warm, hoping and praying that she doesn't get sick as she did last year because it means 24 hours waiting in an emergency room to try to get medical care, hoping.
This is Senator John Kerry of North Carolina. Excuse me, Senator John Edwards of North Carolina, the victor in the South Carolina
that a father
primary.
Who lost his job when the factory closed and has not been able to find steady work will actually get a job that allows him to provide for his family. She's one of 35 million Americans who live in poverty every single day, unnoticed, unheard. Well, tonight, we see her, we hear her, we embrace her. She is part of our family. And we will lift her up.
Edward!
This issue of jobs, according to exit polls, was a prime concern of voters in South Carolina, this issue he's addressing now.
And she is, and her family is, like millions of Americans that work hard every day, struggle to get by. These are the Americans no one pays attention to. They're unheralded. They're unnoticed. The truth of the matter is this. They are heroes in our America. They are the reason I'm running for President of the United States. And the message I want you and I to send loud and clear to all those millions of Americans, tonight we see them, tonight we hear them, we believe in them, we will lift them up, we will give them hope, and we will give them back the White House.
Senator John Edwards, the winner of the South Carolina Democratic presidential primary. Senator Edwards, with more than 40% of the vote counted, has 45% of the total votes cast there. Running second behind him is Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts with 30% of the vote. And a